5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Have we got a sponsor today, Rex?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Radio Craft 101.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, I don't feel good. Monday, 26th of October. Mad Monday for Tigers and sad Monday for Cats. Oh. And Billy here, and g'day, Daisy.
G'day, Anthony William. Great to be here. Geez, you look sad as I sit here and cast my eye over you in this Zoom chat. Yep. At halftime in the grand final, we're on the text, and you were absolutely up and about, a shadow of what I'm looking at here. But it's been a big, big weekend in sport, and looking forward to chatting to you. Not only today, Bill, but I'm here for the week. You can't get rid of me.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, we will talk Tigers very shortly. And then, of course, how good the Melbourne Storm are. And well done. You brought Billy Slater along later too. We've got Clangers of the Week for Amy. And then we'll finish with Daisy's joke. But we must welcome the one and only.
Am I telling the jokes today?
I'm not telling the joke today. Ryan Warren.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you're surely thinking now that you can leave the frickin' house.
That's Andy Lee.
Is that Stephen Smith?
No, Stephen Smith. It's Andy Lee from Hamish and Andy singing about how we got a zero in Victoria today. No new cases. How good's that?
Well, the sun does come up. See, mate, the sun comes up. And well done to Rabsy, the Richmond Footy Club.
Bom, bom, bom. A fighting fury, we're from
Tigers. Righto, that'll do. Well done. 3 flags in 4 years. And what about that man, Dusty Daisy? In his last 4 years, 3 Norm Smiths and 3 flags, if you don't mind.
Unbelievable. There was a stat going into it that is 70%+ of their finals, he's been best on ground. So he's been an unbelievable player for that footy club. And what he produced on the night was absolutely sensational. Some of those goals, and especially the one late, picking the pocket of Stanley, shrugs off dust, danger, and just round the body. That was as good as it gets. But that grand final, if 2020 was in a grand final, that first 5 minutes was summed up perfectly. There was blokes going down left, right, and centre. It was all happening, Cock.
It was. Well, Vlosten, of course, knocked out, so you're watching him. But then in the next bit of play, Ablett goes down, and then Geelong people are watching him. A game stops for, 7 minutes? It went for 34 minutes that first quarter. It was just stuff going on everywhere.
There was, and then play gets back underway and 2 blokes jump the fence. Oh, there's pitch invaders in the back pocket. It was absolutely all happening. And the little master, of course, then just comes back on. He looked like he was done. He looks like his arm was about to fall off. That's had a little bit of the jungle juice.
Yeah, and he raised again. Hey, well done to the AFL and to Gill, of course, for just getting the season underway. And how... Geez, he would have been relieved, wouldn't he, when that final ball was bounced, because then there was rain, there was lightning, it looked like anything could have happened also. But to get through that, 29,767 fans in attendance. Well done to the AFL, and just too good, the Tigers, weren't they, Dace?
They were. The first half was just a cracking game of footy. The Tigers couldn't really hit the scoreboard as much as they would have liked, and the Cats going forward, they learn a lot from that round 17 clash. Richmond's defenders just wanted to drop back on a tomahawk, and Geelong just picked them apart. Danger looked like he was going to tear that grand final apart. But then after half time, he sat forward for a large period. I'd love to get your thoughts on this when we have a decent chat about it, because he was forward for a large period of that game, and the ball was just in the middle, and the Tigs were absolutely all over them. It was a 9 goals in the second half, 9 goals 7 to 2 goals 3 in the second half. So just the weight of numbers in the end. And your boy Jack Riewoldt bobbed up late and kicked a couple as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, but what you got to do is take your chances, whether it's in life or with a girl that you like down the road and you're too scared to shy to talk to her, or if it's at halftime in an AFL grand final, you got to take your opportunities. You got to take your chances. Hey, what'd you think of the entertainment?
Are you getting all philosophical?
Put that on a T-shirt,
are you okay down there? That's what, as deep as you get.
Well, you do. No, sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you who didn't. Little Grind Myers got a little a free look inside 50, and that was a huge moment in that game just before the half, or in the half it was.
But and the entertainment.
The entertainment was good, I thought. I don't think it comes across through the telly as well as it was live. Anyone I've spoken to who was there said it was really, really good. You couldn't get the full view of the ground a lot of the time, and obviously you can't pick up the atmosphere that's coming through your telly box. So be interesting to see from here on in, because this year's taught us one thing, that's all the history and everything that they've said it's too hard to do. This year's just proven that if they want to do something in the AFL, they can get it done and get it through pretty quickly. So whether or not it's a night grand final, an afternoon grand final, wait and see.
I reckon it might be twilight. It just was too late, wasn't it, I reckon. But did it rate? 3.8 million people watched it, 30% up year on year. And in Victoria, 1.84, which is up 50% on last year's grand final. We knew in Victoria it was going to rate, of course, because nothing's open, so they're all sitting at home. But the broadcaster 7 would be very happy with that, and maybe it's a twilight. You know, you start it. I still like the night stuff where you can do your fireworks, and it seems to have better atmosphere at night. What about Lee Matthews, who's the chairman? He wrote down, he was quickly putting his votes, and he wrote down Nathan Broad for 2, and it was supposed to be Jaden Short, but it didn't really matter in the end because Dusty won easy.
If it had have mattered, do you reckon he would have changed it, or too late after the fact? Because you were the person to put it to him on the Sunday footy show, were you not, Bill?
Well, I asked a couple of good questions to him. Don't worry about
you
that.
You saved your best till last because you haven't asked a good one all year on that show.
Well, Dylan Grimes was on the Sunday footy show. He got emotional because if you think about it, what's happened at the Richmond Footy Club, the camp, some of the girls, a couple of blokes sent home. It was a long, emotional year for the Tigers. And he welled up a bit, Dylan Grimes. Have a listen.
This one is by far the one that I've valued the most, because there's so many people that have sacrificed so much, whether it was pay or, you know, entire jobs just to be here. There's volunteers working for nothing up here at the moment to make our club that little bit better, and just to be able to reward the, you know, the fans that are in lockdown, the people that have given so much, the, you know, even just the sponsors, loyals, everything. There's so much has gone into it. To be able to give this for them is amazing. I haven't told anyone this, but I packed that light coming up here because Alicia, my wife, was in Melbourne, and I said, oh, we were copying a lot of heat, Richmond players, for, you know, thinking about maybe not coming into the hub, and it was a lot of talk, and I thought, oh, well, I don't want to add to that, so I'll come up for 2 weeks. I'll do the 2 weeks, and then I'm going to have to come back. I think in the days after the incident where the guys left the hub, and a lot of us were at rock bottom there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We felt like that. You know, as a playing group, as a club, we'd been challenged, and you know, we had a huge gap. We actually played Geelong that week as well. It was really a moment for us where we had to galvanise, and we've gone from being from rock bottom to just growing and growing, and we built something that was just remarkable. It was by far the most rewarding season I've ever played in.
Emotional Dylan Grimes, but also rock bottom a couple of times. You could not believe they were at rock bottom.
Well, I think a lot of the things, a lot like with lockdown down here, is that when it's out of sight, it's sort of out of mind for a lot of us. We think that we just see them rock up, they play footy on the weekend.
Yeah.
When those boys went out, all and sundry absolutely came for them and that footy club. I know I was having a few swipes on trying to create a bit of lightheartedness about it, but, you know, the Cochin incident at the start of it, all these things add up. And for us who could escape it, we weren't living it day by day. It's just easy to throw the stones. But obviously for those blokes, those stones were well and truly weighing up and stacking up. And to hear him say he's at rock bottom, it's pretty grim. And even the fact he only planned on going for 2 weeks, the fact that he couldn't come out and say that publicly or didn't want to because he thought then he'd be adding more pressure to the whole situation, it's just an interesting thing. And the fact that they then go on and win it, amazing.
Yeah, spot on. Lee Matthews, he did start. He was a chairperson of the Norm Smith Medal, and he stuffed it up.
Hey, Lee, there was a bit of conjecture. Your votes, you went, obviously, Dusty 3, everyone knew that, but Nathan Broad, you had him as the 2 votes yesterday.
Well, I didn't, did I? I mean, no, I thought I had gone Martin Short and Edwards.
No, Dustin Martin 3, Nathan Broad 2, and Shane Edwards 1.
All I can say is that's the worst mistake that's ever been happened, because if I put Broad down, that was a very big mistake on my part. It was definitely Short, 2.
Are you claiming? Come on, are you claiming you asked that question? That sounded a lot like Lloydy.
No, the next question. If you got your ears on,
so you
and they're not painted on. Listen to the next question. A very good question, because they were comparing errors, how good the errors have been, and I had another comparison, which was magnificent question, Bill. While we're comparing, Lethal, you or Dusty, who's the better player?
Well, I put it this way. Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to.
Oh. Wowee.
He's got a couple of the great lines, Lethal. The one about the boys after he won the coach the premiership, the famous three-peat, and they asked, you'd be nothing without us. And he said, you're right, Leper, I'd just be the greatest player of all time, not just the greatest coach as well.
Righto, we've got to take a break because up next we're going to talk Melbourne Storm and Phil Gould, who, fair dinkum, what a flop. But anyway, we'll chat Melbourne Storm after this.
It's a good throw, Bill. It's the rush hour. Bill Brownless and Dale Thomas. Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Get on the beers.
And speaking about getting on the beers, the Melbourne Storm boys will be getting on the beers after a premiership victory last night.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
We love our Sea-Doo. Magnificent. Don't worry about that, Daisy. Now, what about Melbourne Storm? Defeated the Panthers, who had won 17 games in a row, and the Storm just went whackety-whack. 26-20. They were leading 18-0 or something. The Panthers actually come back a bit towards the end.
They certainly did. It was a very un-Melbourne Storm-like win. At the last half, I should say, they panned to the coach's box, and big Balin Ballamy, he was booting things. He was screaming down the assistant's microphone. They just were forced into a few errors. You could see Cameron Smith trying to calm them down a little bit, but they left the door ajar. And the Panthers, well, they were coming another 5 minutes on the clock. Who knows, but it was an absolute cracker. As for someone who watches a little bit of rugby league, and mainly only when the Melbourne Storm are playing, I thought that was an absolute classic.
I love them. And Cam Smith and Ryan Papenhuyzen now.
Papenhuyzen.
The Churchill medal he won last night. Well done to him. But Phil Gould, who's a... he just hates Melbourne Storm. Just always has. Hates Melbourne Storm. He was on Channel 9. He was doing a bit of commentary. And have a listen to this. Now, Phil, I'm going to ask you here. Storm are leading 16-0. How do you reckon the Storm are going, Phil?
I honestly feel like the Panthers are on top. The run of the play, I feel like they're doing better than the Melbourne Storm, but the Melbourne Storm have been able to keep the scoreboard ticking with the penalty try and the penalty goals, and now an intercept. So the scoreboard's not as bad as what it obviously feels to them. They've got to go on the feel of the game. The feel of the game is they're well in it. The scoreboard's just not friendly.
Not friendly. 16-0 down, Daisy. Unbelievable. Then, also, only very early in the game, he's gone with... and Storm are all over him. They're on top of the ground. And, oh, Phil's gone with this.
Well, they are absolutely stripping this Melbourne Storm defence on both sides. Look at the Melbourne Storm players. They're down. They're gassed.
Phil Gould was the GM of football at Penrith for a long while, though. So yeah, I reckon a bit like your commentary when the Cats are on, it is as biased as it comes. 16 zipped out and saying they're in front. Interesting times.
Mm. Exactly. It's a bit like the Adelaide commentary or K-Rock. There's no doubt about that.
What about my boy, Brandon Smith? The cheese, they call him. Have a listen to this. Rabsy's saying they're going to have a couple of beers after the game. Have a listen to this.
Cheese. Yeah. How was that? How did that feel?
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. I mean, I played pretty shit tonight, but I got the ring and, it's for sale. I need to pay for all the beers. I'm about to sink.
Who's your drinking partner?
I'll take anyone as long as they'll drink a lot.
Your coach and captain, what do you got to say about them?
Mate, to the captain, I hope he can play on. I know it's a tough situation for me, but I wouldn't want him carrying me to another couple of rings. So I don't think we should force him out of the game. I think he decides whatever he wants to do. And Craig, he does nothing pretty much all year. And Smitty does all the coaching. So, he's just getting paid lots of money to do piss all.
I just love the fact that if an AFL player did that, it would be front and back page news. You'd be slammed everywhere. Yeah. The NRL boys run with it. It's just laughed unanimously across the board. But he
got knocked out, didn't he? I think he was still concussed, to be honest. But anyway, hey, Cameron Smith. We love Cameron Smith, and we'll ask Billy Slater about Cameron Smith later on. He's coming up, Billy. But this is what we love about him, Rabs.
And lastly, before I go, this big V on my jersey, on our jersey, this is who we're playing for. Everyone back home in Victoria. This one's for you, you beauty!
Fantastic. Well done. Well done, Smithy. Will he go on? Or won't he?
Well, I don't know, Bill. As you said, we've got the real Billy, the best Billy on the show coming up later, Billy Slater. So I reckon that's a question for him. He's obviously someone who's very close to Big Schmitty.
Yes, indeed.
To score a try in a winning premiership game, now that'd be a good way to go out.
It would be.
He doesn't score many tries, did it well. What about Pappenhausen too? Where have they plucked him from? He's come from nowhere, and he wins the best on ground.
He does, playing in the famous number one, the fullback position. Mm. Interesting, because when Billy left, there was a lot of conjecture as to who would take it. They got another bloke there by a great name called Drinkwater, and he was putting his hand up to play. But, Pappenhausen, he's turned into a real revelation. I've been hanging around you too long. He got announced during the call that he was going to be called up for the upcoming Origin as well. So Freddie Fittler's just run with that during the call and dropping breaking news as he's the coach and he's also doing specials on the sideline.
And did you see the Cox plate and did you back Sir Dragonet?
I certainly didn't. No, I was on Russian Camelot, so not the best run. I think it's the slowest run Cox plate in a long time as well. So for everything that came of that, big Glennie Boss just getting it done, knows how to win a big race, doesn't he, William?
He does indeed. So there you go. There's a wrap. There's you got the Aussie rules.
He stood up at the end as well, didn't he?
Big celebrate. He liked that.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah. He loves it. He loves it, Glennie. And happy with it for the Melbourne Cup too, he reckons. So stand by there.
You've dropped it a few times, Daisy, but Billy Slater, one of the all-time great rugby league players. And Melbourne Storm players, is coming up next on The Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy. It's Billy and Daisy. It's Triple M's Rush Hour.
With the Melbourne Storm winning their fourth premiership, who better to speak to than a Storm legend?
And the Crow got it away to Slater. He's over Billy the Kid.
Please welcome two-time NRL premiership player, Billy Slater.
Oh, what an absolute treat here for the listeners. We have got one of the all-time greats of the rugby league sport. Dally M fullback of the year three times, if you don't mind. Golden boot winner, fullback of the year a couple of times. Player of the year a couple of times. Dally M player of the year, just the Dally M medalist, if you don't mind. Clive Churchill, winner for best on ground in the grannies twice, Bill. Joining us, the man who runs this town and when it comes to rugby league, Billy Slater. Billy, thanks for joining us.
No worries, Daisy. That's the most homework you've ever done in your life.
Well, I just went on Google, mate. It didn't take too long. And just a reminder that you tell me those things most times I answer the phone when you call. So just go easy here. But, mate, grand final last night, a huge night for your footy club. What did you make of it? A huge win.
Oh, it was an outstanding victory. And they just hit their straps at the right time. And I think the experience showed in the end. It was 34 NRL grand final games experience for the Melbourne Storm, only three for the Panthers, and that showed in the end. But the Melbourne Storm are one of only two clubs in the NRL that have had to uproot and live out of a suitcase in the hub. A lot of the AFL clubs have had to do it. But for them to be away from home for 4 or 5 months and go on to win this premiership, it'll go down as one of the most important premierships of the club's history.
I reckon you're spot on, Billy. They got kicked out of Albury. Albury didn't want them. Yeah. Then they had to go to a couple of different states. Well, Adelaide at one stage there, I reckon. And when you look at the Panthers, I think they travelled once for the year, mate. So this is an unbelievable win.
Yeah, and the Panthers, look, they've had a great season. They've got a really young squad there. And, look, they're going to be thereabouts for many years to come. And to win 17 games in a row is a great feat. But they just couldn't get over the hurdle of the Melbourne Storm. They were too powerful and too resilient. Their goal line defence was fantastic. And just the old heads just turned up at the right time. Cameron Smith scored a try just before half time, which was crucial. And then young Ryan Pappenhausen scoots away to score a try 5 minutes after half time. So that was the story there.
He was unbelievable, of course, winning the Clive Churchill medal for best on ground. How much did you have to do with him at your time? Obviously, when you were handing the reins over, there was Drinkwater down there as well, that number one spot. There was blokes lining up for it when you were trying to walk out the door. What makes him such a great player, and how much can you take credit for?
Well, now he's a Clive Churchill medalist. I can take a whole heap of credit.
Smart.
Nah, he's a great young lad. I've been working with him individually at the club and just working around a few things. But he's just got a great work ethic. Look, we saw him come onto the scene last year and he played that role off the bench in the middle of the field. And his preferred spot is fullback, and then he's got his opportunity and he's just taken it with two hands. And look, he's a Clive Churchill medalist. He's a premiership player now and he's only 42 games into his career. So he's got a whole lot in front of him and he's got a great attitude to go with it, so he's certainly not going to go backwards.
Now, Billy, Phil Gould. Now, what's going on there, mate? He hates Melbourne Storm. He hates Melbourne. And just have a listen here. The Storm are 16-0 up.
I honestly feel like the Panthers are on top. The run of the play, I feel like they're doing better than the Melbourne Storm, but the Melbourne Storm have been able to keep the scoreboard ticking with the penalty try and the penalty goals and now an intercept. So the scoreboard's not as bad as what it obviously feels to them. They've got to go on the feel of the game. The feel of the game is they're well in it. The scoreboard's just not friendly.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah, look, I can understand where Gus was coming from. And he would have loved to get down to that team and tell them that, because look, there were periods of the game where they were in the arm wrestle and they did have the upper hand and they had a few calls go against them that weren't ruin calls, but just unfortunate for the situation. But look, we know how much Gus has had to do with the Penrith club, and he's actually brought a lot of these players through, and for them to get to that grand final and be put in that situation, I can understand Gus would have loved to get to that group of players and just say, hey, listen, guys, you're not out of it at the moment. Experience is low in this team, but he's obviously wears his heart on his sleeve and he just wanted to see his Panthers players do well.
Yeah, that's very politically correct and well put, because we just called him a flog and he was biased. So you've summed it up a lot better than us. But what about your old coach, the big Bellamy? They said he'd relaxed a fair bit throughout the hub life. In that second half, if you were a wall or a chair in that coach's box, you were in danger.
He gave a chair a flogging, didn't he? No, he's... I like, fully understand it. I wasn't too happy in my lounge room watching it with 20 minutes to go and the Melbourne Storm starting to throw flick passes and cutout passes. And it just gave the opportunity to the Panthers to get back in the game. And they took it, the young Panthers, and they got nice and close and made it an exciting finish. But a little bit too excited for the veteran coach. He's been to 9 grand finals and he knows what it's all about. So he wanted his team to seal it a little bit before they did.
What's happening at Slater Thoroughbreds? And have you got a winner for us in the Melbourne Cup?
Slater Thoroughbreds, just reading a few champions down here. But I know we've got a couple of mares in foal at the moment. Winner for the Melbourne Cup. I haven't even had a good look at them yet, Bill. Very Elegant was great in the Caulfield Cup, and that's always a great guide. Finch had a good run, and I like the run of Muttergoo as to the in the Cox Plate, but I don't think it's going to the Melbourne Cup. It might be going to the McKinnon, so keep an eye on that one.
You love your animals, the horses, of course, and then what about your exotic birds? They tell me you've got a couple of macaws.
Yeah, they're not tigers, mate. My wife's got a few parrots, and always love the birds, Bill. You know how
yes. Daisy and I have. And she's still painting too, the doll. She was a very good artist.
Yeah, she's right back into it now. Obviously she, sacrificed a whole heap through my career and then obviously having the kids for the family. So she's back painting. She's doing a series of horses at the moment, so putting a collection together for an art exhibition down the track.
One of the great ranches, if you ever get the chance to go down there, Bill, to Billy's house. It is an absolute ranch. There's horses. There's all sorts of animals.
Macaws.
Richie Macaws.
Just one back on the rugby slats. Cam Smith, a lot's been made of it. Have you spoken to him? Have you got any guide as to what he's going to do with his future?
Yeah.
Actually, just had a chat to him just earlier on. He's up there
on
the Sunshine Coast. He's obviously really proud of the achievements of the team this year and just how hard it's been. We were saying that he spent 3 months away from his actual family this year. So it's been really tough for a lot of them. He's just enjoying, obviously winning the grand final and celebrating at the moment. But I'm sure over the next, couple of weeks, he'll sit back and and relax and just assess where he's at and what he wants to do next year. I genuinely feel that he doesn't know just yet. He still loves the game. He's still playing at the highest level. And I don't even know if he got tackled last night. So if he keeps that up, he can go on for another 5 years.
Hey, well done, Billy. Well done to the Storm. A great side there indeed. And enjoy the Melbourne Cup and the exotic animals.
Good on you, Bill. Hope you're back a winner in the Spring Carnival, mate.
Good on you, champ.
So rush hour with Billy and Daisy on Triple M. Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
He's created this goal. Myers picks it up. Got to keep the goal grind, Myers. He's missed an absolute sitter.
One-on-one for Rewald.
Lynch shanked the kick inside 50 and slammed it straight into the lap. Reece Stanley.
This man won a premiership in just his fifth game, Jack Graham. He missed out after a prelim injury last year's grand final. Normally a reliable set shot. That's a genuine sack. That almost rolled off his boot.
Didn't it?
Marked by Tom Stewart.
I think he hit that with his thigh.
Wobbles it brilliantly to Hawkins. Just hold up. Tommy Hawkins.
Yeah, go back.
He's going to run around, wants to do it quickly to Hawk. And that is nearly out the full.
He's got athleticism, Volga on the left. He finds Lynch and Lynch has dropped it.
And that is a sitter. You drop one of them in your whole career, it's one too many.
That is the best of the clangers. Thanks to Amy from the grand final and Bill and Daisy. Well, there's no more clangers for us for the rest of the year, thankfully.
Yes. Spot on. No more Saturday rub. And, oh, it was a bit going on there on Saturday. Let me tell you, boys, with Bryno.
Have you spoken to him since? Have you apologised?
Why would I apologise?
I was listening, Bill. That was bullying.
Yeah, we had some fun banter, which I think you're still allowed to have a bit of fun and a bit of banter nowadays. And but Brian had commitments. It was a big day for him, obviously grand final day with the broadcast. So he had commitments and had to duck off. So
he had to get up and host a lunch, didn't he?
I think he had a little lunch or two to go. Even Damo had a lunch on Saturday.
Oh.
I would have loved to have been that. See how he kicked it off, how he started with a couple of gags. That'll be a beauty.
It's the same.
Another clip.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. What about some of those clangers, though, Fad? And a lot of them were your Geelong boys as well. You said you need to take your opportunities.
Yep.
Tomahawk, in the same game in round 17, when the Tigers were mounting a comeback, he got the big snap. He wanted to play on. He rushed it. He missed it then. And it was almost like deja vu. We did the exact same thing.
It was a couple of. It was a lot like last year's prelim too, with Geelong and Richmond, where Geelong led by I reckon 20 odd points, and Richmond just came back, and it just brought back memories of that game. So Richmond do have the wood on them. I knew that. We all knew that. But oh, that's the problem. That's what we're saying about it. You got to. And even I know you had Grian Myers missed that one. He did kick a nice one on the run a bit later on, but you just got to kick those. And if the Cats were maybe 30 points in front instead of 15, when they should have been missing a couple, might have been a different story, but might have, could have, all that. It wasn't, and Tigers, too good.
Amy, been a great sponsor of the Clangers for Triple M Footy all year as well, so we thank them. But speaking of Clangers, we're expecting one up next, Daisy, with Bill's joke, and he's already tried to pass it on to you in the opener to say you're doing the joke.
Come on, Daisy.
So have you got
Get
one,
ready,
Bill?
Daisy. No, Daisy's doing it. I'm not doing it.
Coming up next, it's Bill's joke. On tomorrow's show, Damien Barrett, he's up in the Queensland. Apparently, his gate crashed all the post-grand final celebrations with bloody Tigers players and staff. What's Damo up to, Bill?
Well, that's true. And he's that pissed and hungover today. We couldn't get him on. He just had an all-nighter. Unbelievable all-nighter. So we can't have him on until tomorrow.
He can actually suck him back, can't he, Damo? People don't think he can, but he's always the last standing.
He's the last one there. That's what you love about old Damo.
He's the last one there up at the Tigers just taking notes on who he can throw under the bus.
No, not at
Damo,
all.
Damo, come on.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Now, are you doing it or is Daisy doing it? Because you tried to panball it off.
No, I'm not doing it. So it's your segment, Bill. I want to hear it. I want you to be upbeat too. I want you to have something to smile about on this Monday.
Shut up, Daisy.
You're so grumpy.
What did the psychiatrist say to the naked man?
What did he say, Bill?
I used to think you were crazy, but now I see you're nuts.
Yes.
Are we still on?
It's like, I get it. It's just not very funny. No,
and it's been told about seven times in the show as well.
Bill.
Anyway, play the music. We're still on.
It's a bit of dead end there.
Well done, Richmond.
Get on the beers.
Richmond.
There we go.